you've decided to catch up on the Kennedy Molloy Drive Show.
And that makes you a winner.
This State of Origin, Carlton Dry are letting the game decide. If your team comes through with the goods,
you'll get the goods.
Will you win a Holden Colorado?
T's and C's at letthegamedecide.com.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Molloy.
That's right. Welcome to the big episode. Today we look at the life and times of Bernard Tomic.
And why not? And wow. They're very strange times, aren't they?
Is he the most iconic Australian sportsman ever produced in a proud sporting nation?
Yeah.
Full of sporting heroes. Where is his place?
Iconic or ironic might be the question.
Know.
Mick, do you know what?
What?
Women are idiots.
I have a fair...
It pains me to say
it
so.
It is, all right. Is
I found a bunch.
Can you give us a hint who might pop up in there?
Mariah Carey.
Oh, wow.
She might pop up.
Hang about for that.
All right.
On the other hand, women who aren't idiots, Lee Sales.
Yeah, she's no idiot.
She's too smart for me. Will be on the show today to talk about a couple of pressing issues. Her interview, which you saw last night.
Yes, I did. This is an interview with Clive Palmer.
And it would be remiss of us
not
to ask about...
It was frustrating.
Okay.
About Barnaby Joyce.
About Barnaby Joyce and...
That man has to learn to zip it. Honestly, Barnaby, if you're listening...
He should have done that with his pants.
Okay.
That's what he needs to learn.
All right. We've got Tom Gleeson coming in.
Tom Gleeson. He's been snubbed for a Logie as well.
Oh.
We get to the bottom of that.
All right.
That's not very good. We'll have, is there a new Aussie cricket jingle? Is it new?
Is it old? Is it new?
How will it go?
All right, let's find out.
We're going to have a secret topic in the second hour about things you may have forgotten. There's a couple of members of this team who will be bringing stories to the table.
Yes, about forgotten major things.
Yes, Mick Coyne will be up and running. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets. But firstly, hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick Molloy.
And hi, Dangerous Dave.
How are you guys?
Good.
Pretty good for Tuesday.
No fines overnight.
No, but I got a tweet from the CEO of the local council in the last few hours, and she said, Dave, here's the link for you to get a review of your fine.
Well, that would be
that's a start.
Prudent.
That is
that's
a start.
Well,
and then if you get off,
the money we raised?
We will reimburse all the people.
Will we?
Yes, this isn't
we
a charity
will.
Chocolate box
of course,
now, mate.
I'm not kidding.
Come on.
Of course.
You say that with a twinkle in your eye. Mickey, what have you been up to?
A big day for me. I took the boys to the dentist this morning.
Oh,
been a while since I've been to the kiddie dentist.
Mm.
Times have changed, Jane. Times have changed. I'm going to tell you something. Then, in our day, what used to be above the dentist chair? What would you see?
A ceiling.
Oh,
the bad light.
Mm. Maybe some finger painting from the dentist's
son.
Possibly. Mm. Maybe a mobile.
Yeah.
Or my 80-year-old dentist's terrible teeth.
Well,
that's
there's
what I used
that.
To
but
look at.
What they now have on the roof, is a movie screen playing one of 100 movies available to the children. When we get into the waiting area, which noticeably no shitty old mags, there's just a menu. And the boys are looking at it. I'm going, what's going on? They're going, no, there's a movie. They're picking a movie.
Oh,
they are picking a movie to
what
go.
What a mollycoddled bunch of kids we're bringing up, isn't
that
it?
That is unbelievable.
But did they get through it all right?
They go to the dentist now like a gold class.
Yes.
For your kids. I know my boys, they'll be banging it on just so they can go and watch Toy Story 2.
That's right.
So they've got a toothache, got to go to the dentist.
You know what I'm going to start doing?
What?
I start taking my dates.
To the dentist?
To the dentist.
Like a gold class.
Like, no, I'm going to take my dates and they say, hi, go to the dentist, put on a rom-com, like The Notebook.
Yeah.
There'll be no need for the gas. the drilling will be welcome relief. I can have a date and then claim it on Medicare.
God, you've got too much time on your hands at the moment. You've thought that date out.
Yeah. You know the entertainment I would need?
What?
At the dentist?
Yeah.
A live appearance from Dentist Jane.
Oh.
I look in the mirror.
Dear.
And what do I see?
Go for a doc. Go for a doc. Take it out.
It's shining so brightly.
Now, doc.
I think I'd be struck off.
Get the flies out.
All right.
Wow.
I've just right. had. That's enough of her. Turn it off. Turn it off.
Don't talk about yourself in the third person, Jane. Tentus Jane.
That's enough.
Anyway, how good's that for times of change?
They are good. No. Look,
we had a very good dentist.
We literally had. I went to the dentist too with my twins just a couple of days ago.
Right. Now, what did they watch?
Well, no, they didn't have any movies because it was a checkup, and it was going to be pretty quick. And we had some very significant news.
What's that?
We only have one baby tooth left in the mouths of all our children.
Jeez.
And that is going to be a very significant day when that one, we're encouraging to push it out. Oh. She said, I can pull it out or you can wobble. He goes, I'll wobble it out. Don't worry about that. And that's just another milestone in your life.
Is it?
And people
is
will relate to
this. Is it a sad one
this.
Or a good one?
Oh, it's pretty good because the tooth fairy's been a bit forgetful of late.
Right, okay.
So that's one thing
it?
Off my list.
You can't do that. The tooth fairy's turned into a right royal mole.
That's all right. They know.
No,
the tooth fairy keeps forgetting. Up. Sometimes she doubles up, sometimes
really?
She forgets.
She leaves IOUs.
She does. But, you know, we always celebrate after a significant moment, like when kids can put seatbelts on themselves. Oh, wow. Huge. Mm. No more nappies.
Yeah.
When you don't have to put sunscreen on kids, that you go out for dinner or you go out for a movie. And we high five all around.
You
People
live
will
the
know
life.
What I'm talking about.
You live the life.
I do, don't I?
My boys can read now, but that's another whole story. I'll save it up
that
another
could be a worry.
List of possibles.
All right.
Hey, we're off to a flyer. When we get back, Bernard Tomic, we put him up on blocks. We look at where he is, where he's going, what he's doing.
Deary man.
Good Lord.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Okay, Kennedy. So you know this. I've never looked more forward to a tennis match in my life.
Yes.
I want to say for morbid reasons than when I heard that Tomic was going to play Kyrgios.
Oh, you were really excited.
In the opening round of the French Open in Paris, which combines all the things I like least in the world.
Oh, really?
Kyrgios, Tomic, French people.
Oh.
I've told you this before.
And plus
on clay. If you could design the bomb that kills all the people but keeps all the buildings, you drop it on Paris.
So right.
You drop it on Roland Garros at that actual time.
No.
Anyway.
That's your thought.
But I said, you wait, this won't happen. I know these two. One of them will pull out. Bang!
What happens?
Kyrgios pulls out. He's got a sore elbow, going to protect himself for Wimbledon, which is in July.
Right.
So far, so good.
Yep.
Then I say, I reckon the other one will tank. I reckon Tomic will tank. Well, he wasn't exactly a tank by his standards.
No. He actually played the game.
He won a set.
Yes.
Oh. But he played the first round against a bloke who basically was rung up in another part of the world.
Yeah, he's Argentinian.
He's Argentinian and was told, Getty, I don't know what his ranking is. I don't think he has an official ranking. I think it's in the thousands.
Right.
And he was told he had to do an overnighter. His name is?
Yeah, his name Marco Trungoliti.
He drove 650 miles on Sunday in a small hire car with his brother, mother, and 88-year-old grandmother in order to play in the French Open against Tomic the following day.
That's right.
He won. he's basically like ringing up, hey, Dave.
Yeah, yeah.
Dave, can you fire up the gets?
Sure.
Can you get to the...
Got my rackets?
Can you get to Rod Laver Arena?
I'll
You're
be
on.
Yeah.
He slept for 5 hours. He arrived in Paris at 11 o'clock on the Sunday night. He arrived at 7:30 at Roland Garros, the courts, for a sign-in.
Gee, oh dear. Have we got a bit of him here? Talking us through it?
I think this is the third one we've got yet.
Sure.
Trungoliti says he had to ask his grandma to get out of the shower so they could start the 10-hour drive.
Yeah, my grandma just started to scream like, we are going to Paris, And then we left. No, it was that quick. The trip was quite okay because I drank my coffee, so everything was perfect, no traffic at all. All of us, we didn't sleep too much, so we made such a good trip.
He said she told him that she didn't know it was the end of the match till everybody was clapping.
Well, there it is.
There's a good, and he looks like a ripping bloke, doesn't he?
He looks like a cracking bloke. He looks like fun. The complete opposite of Bernard Tomic, who was beaten 6-4, 5-7, 6-4, 6-4. This, for Tomic and his classic disgraces on the big stage, goes straight into my top five.
Your top five? What are they, Mickey?
Off the top of my head?
Yeah, I mean, there's quite a list.
March 2014. He suffered the fastest loss in ATP history, 28 minutes, beaten, bundled off the court to Finland Jarkko Nieminen. Look him up.
Yeah, not many hot Finn tennis players.
July 2016, when he conceded a match to Fabio Fognini at the Madrid Open by holding his racket backwards on match point.
Oh, that's
later funny. He said he didn't care about the match because he's worth $10 million. That's in my top 10.
Thank you.
May 2016,
yep.
This is one of my favourites. He retired from a match against Benoit Paire in Rome after just 8 minutes, saying he's ill and the heat is too much.
No.
I swear this is a document. The heat was too much in Rome.
It's from Australia.
Yeah.
Next.
April 2017, withdraws from second round match against Andy Murray after breaking a streak of 5 first round losses. So he finally got through to a second round.
Yeah.
And there was George. But possibly my favourite is March 2017. He retired from the Acapulco Open, citing unbearable heat. It was 27 degrees, which is what they advertise in the brochure.
Yes.
That's what you'd be wanting at Acapulco.
Perfect conditions.
But this goes straight up there, straight into the pantheon, wouldn't you suggest, Jane?
100% I do. And look, a lot of us got to know him a little better when he was on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here,
course.
And that was where he showed his true colours.
Well, that was going to rehabilitate him. And remember,
he said it was going to be good for his state of mind, for his competitive strength, and just to make him an all-round better human being.
Get to know the real Tomic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for him. He'll be able to go back now to the Gold Coast where he's got a string of offences to his bow.
He's missing the humble thread, you know what I mean?
He is indeed.
He's sort of...
He's no good. He's been fined 3 times in one day for speeding in his BMW around the Gold Coast. Lost his licence after being caught speeding again, this time in a Ferrari. We all remember the time his dad headbutted his training partner.
Yeah, good times.
Good times.
He's only 25 now.
He was photographed getting a lap dance from 2 women during schoolies week. Got in a fight with a mate in a hot tub full of strippers. I mean, there's a lot to like about this guy.
Yes. Well, I wonder if we can hear.
Remember, he was arrested. He's arrested in Miami. Do you remember that day?
Did he actually go to jail?
After a party noise complaint $10,000 a night hotel penthouse.
That's right.
He spent a day in jail after his shirtless mugshot was shown around the world, and more recently spent $50,000 with his mates on a night at Bond Bar.
Yeah.
He's done it all, but you know what? At the end of the day, Jane, he is ours, isn't he?
He is.
You've got to get behind him.
We've got a tribute. He's pretty cool.
Tomic tribute?
Have a listen.
I don't care what Leighton said. I never lost to him. So, you know, there's a reason why I played Davis Cup at the youngest age for Australian history. There's a reason why my record stands that good. And they know they can't win without me. And I know that they can't win without me. You're unbelievable. I just count money. That's all I do. I count my millions. You go do what I did. You go make 13, 14 million. Good luck, buddy. You're
unbelievable. These are times that are challenging for you.
What do you mean?
You reflected on your place in tennis and your desire. Is it, are you in this primarily for financial reasons or do you want to do other things?
Next question. You're unbelievable. You know, I have amazing houses in Australia, in Istanbul, in Monaco, in Miami. But the jungle, completely different. You're so unbelievable. That's your prediction. I have mine. That's how I play. If you think that's it's up to you. What's your name, by the way?
Will.
Will who?
Swanson.
From?
Voices.
Okay, I'll remember you. Thanks. You're
unbelievable. I just wasn't expecting all this, you know? I'm just not coping well, huh? This is not the real world. This is the jungle. This is so different, not what I expected. I don't think I can do it. I think it was best if I go, no? You're
unbelievable. This is Kennedy Malloy, your new way to drive home.
Those idiots. Those imbeciles.
This is hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
That's really hot.
I don't understand. Please explain.
You're an idiot.
Sometimes it's women who are idiots.
I have to talk like an idiot, darling, so you'll understand me.
Women are idiots.
Lee Sales to join us soon.
She's not an idiot. Not at all. Smartest
person in the room.
And also, by the way, just a heads up to the women who say, I'm an idiot because I'm doing this segment about women and I get honestly.
Yeah.
I think it's out of line that Jane Cleary
came for
should
you, didn't
do
they?
Something about women being idiots. Outrageous. I do it about men as well.
No, no, well, you do it largely about men. It's yeah. 10 to 1.
That's true.
So
you'll
relaxed.
Do 10 men are idiots, yeah. and then on the occasion when you get enough build-up, you'll yeah. go, you know what, I'm going to do a women are idiots.
Well, guess what?
You get yourself in trouble.
I've got about 5 or 6 in one day about women being idiots. So.
Fire away. I love it when it's women are idiots. Right. It feels like finally.
Mariah Carey.
Fire away.
Women are idiots.
Yeah.
Well, look, the whole James Packer, Mariah Carey breakup was very sad because Lord knows sure. I wanted this couple to work.
Yep, yep.
Because I would love to have seen how it would have proceeded, the holidays they would have gone on.
It would have been fun to
the
watch.
The wedding would have been yes. incredible, yeah. but it wasn't to be.
It wasn't to be.
So she had the engagement ring. Well, cost $13.2 million.
Well, you'd give that back, wouldn't you?
No.
No,
she didn't. Oh, she flogged it. Actually, she got a business manager to flog it to a Los Angeles jeweler for $2.7 million.
You're what is joking. Wrong
no, I'm not.
That's on top of a $50 million payout, I believe, as well. I mean, look, you know, it's none of my business and all that. But
well, it is now. It's our business because they made it very public. Likeable. Well, look, she did her own.
Sure, but this is bad
show.
Maths. Why would you? I mean, I suppose it's worthless as a ring, isn't it? He wants. You can't then. You can't.
Off, you can't then
can
re-gift.
Can you pass
it?
That off?
I wouldn't have
Hang
thought
on
so.
A second. This is the one that oh, you. Yes. Packer gave to you.
No, not cool.
Not cool. Don't Sorry. Like her very much.
Speaking of not cool, yeah. this one. Oh, I hope no one's having a donut and a coffee at the moment because you'll feel a bit queasy.
Yes.
We head to Florida. It's warm weather. People are sitting by a pool at a holiday resort. There's a woman who's sitting on the edge of the pool, lots of kiddies swimming just at her feet.
Yeah.
The water's warm, the sun's out. She's got a white razor and she's shaving her legs and dipping her leg in the pool.
Idiots.
What?
She's shaving her legs.
In the swimming pool. And you know how you get the soap and you shave, and all the bits of hair are going into the pool water. And she's been videotaped. It's gone viral.
Get the creepy crawly. Mayday, mayday. Get the creepy crawly.
One of the people who've seen the video said, I used to be a lifeguard at YMCA. I figured I've seen it all, which I'm sure people who work at swimming pools have until they've seen this video.
Imagine having to clean the filter.
Oh, my God.
It'd be that real, that's where it would all end up.
That is disgraceful. Women are idiots.
Women are idiots.
Unless it was a hottie and it was at a pool bar. Then I would maybe reconsider.
They would have no hair.
You've got worse issues in a pool bar.
Correct.
than a bit of hair. Why would you do that?
That is
what
revolting.
Was she thinking?
I don't know. People have no manners. That's a terrible, idiotic woman.
Oh,
man. Here's an idiot. Oh, this woman, she's 106.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hang on, she must know something.
Oh, yeah, she said.
She lived to a ripe old age.
Yeah. She's never been on a single date or ever had a boyfriend, and she's claiming that's the secret of her long life.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Women are idiots.
Wrong button.
Dangerous Dave's an idiot.
Gone into the Jane the Dentist.
She's an idiot because
well, hang on.
She's never Why? Been to a pub. She said, I've been to a pub only once, and that was for a 90th birthday. She's an idiot because this woman has had no fun in life.
So she's 100, she's 106 and never had any action.
Yep.
She's like Cher's frigid sister.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
She's copying it.
Cher's my go-to.
All right.
When I'm trying to...
Well, just saying, Madeline Dye from South Yorkshire.
You are.
You are a fair dick. If you can't have fun with men, what's wrong
come
with
on,
you?
Get a root.
Men are all right.
It's not too late.
Come on. Saying. It's not too late.
Have a crack.
Right, okay.
Might enjoy it. Imagine that. Imagine she went out tomorrow and had sex and went, ah, how long's this been going on?
Well, that's her fault. People would have told her over that some at that one visit to a pub.
Is she a nun? What is she?
No, she's pretty frigid.
I reckon I could crack her. Well, hello, Marjorie. Where have you been?
What's happening? What is happening?
Shall we?
I'm working out how you'd hit on a 106-year-old.
I'll tell you what. I've got a couple of more idiots, but I'm wondering if other
people... Hi, Marjorie. I was in the area. I just thought I'd pop over with a couple of episodes of Antique Roadshow. Maybe we just pop those in and see what happens. Flagging a sherry, anyone? Let's have a tipple.
You would, sorry. I'm just seriously. She's 106.
Oh, what? I'm the bad guy. Done
not now.
All right.
Maybe
well,
when she
I'm
was
just
90.
Saying.
Give us a call.
You
please.
Want to get cracking on a first date because because clock's ticking. You know what I mean? Hey, that'd be my letter. Hey,
it's not a biological clock. Hey, I'll give you that.
You might want to get a wriggle on. Let me tell you.
Please give me a call or both. All of us a call.
Hi, if
you know any other idiotic women at the moment.
And remember, we do in Men Are Idiots most of the time.
What's the phone number again?
133353.
Thank you, 133353.
It's Jane's segment.
I've got more up my sleeve.
I love it.
More after this.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
Women are idiots.
We've been editing a few phone calls.
Yeah, we.
There's some pretty
right
stuff out there.
It's necessary to do. All right. This has recently caused a bit of a kerfuffle. Here's the setting. There was an international studies association. We're having a conference.
Yep.
And a couple of the lecturers and the people who were attending all got in an elevator.
Yep.
There was two women and about five men, but they're all like, there was professors and people like
so
that.
So they all work together. They're all in the same industry.
They're all in the same industry going to this special
they're academics?
Conference.
Are they
they're
academics?
All, they're all academics. So they're in the elevator and there is a woman, her professor Sharoni, and she asked, what floor would people like? And she's pressing numbers for people. And Professor Ned Liebau, who teaches political theory at King's College in London, said, oh, ladies' lingerie, please. You know, bit of a joke.
Funny.
You know.
Oh, it's the old one. Yeah.
Well, she has filed for sexual misconduct.
Oh, good
oh,
Lord.
Oh, come on.
Oh, Jesus.
Because she said it was offensive and demanded that he apologise, and he's refusing. He says he won't apologise to a female gender studies professor for a joke about ladies' lingerie he made because he wasn't making it as a particularly sexist joke. It was, he was had to try and explain that.
You know what the joke is.
Yeah. You know, the joke,
know what the joke is.
In the olden days when we go on elevators, and there still probably are, elevator operators, and they'd go first floor, men's clothing, second floor,
Manchester.
Ladies' shoes, ladies' lingerie, next. So he's refusing. He's sticking his heels in and she's, sorry.
So she's genuinely offended.
She's offended. And the association has had to stop him from attending any conferences furthermore until he apologises.
He'll be named and shamed, put on some kind of register.
Hmm. Well, he got a disciplinary letter and the disciplinary committee had found the remark, I'm not kidding, offensive and inappropriate.
Wow.
Okay.
So what you're saying, she's...
Women are idiots.
Well, on that level, come on, there's other things.
Come
you know,
on.
We understand when things are bad.
We do.
And that is inappropriate use of...
That's an attempt at a joke.
Of course it is.
Amongst peers, I wouldn't have thought there was anything
thought,
in that.
Where's everyone's sense of humour?
Counselor, it's just becoming...
Come on.
Do you know I have different sets of friends now with my women, the women in my life?
Yes.
Who I behave differently with different groups because there's groups I know who will handle... this kind of behaviour.
Well, that's disappointing.
Well, it is, but there's groups I go, oh, I better, but you know,
you better curb your enthusiasm.
Who am I with now? I have to think that, not say that. And who are these with? Oh, I'll put on my. It's becoming tough to interact on occasion. With
well, I think
women.
there's some areas
I'm
that I think are correct that males should pull themselves up on.
There is an absolute need grow up and learn a lesson.
But let's not lose our sense of humour.
Highly confusing out there in the marketplace.
Right. Let's go to some calls. Gerard, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Really well. Now, women are idiots, not all the time, but who's your one that you might have up your sleeve?
Definitely not all the time, but a fair bit of the time, I would say, because Pauline Hanson's come up with a beauty a few days ago.
Yes, what's she done now?
I'm fascinated, yes.
Yes, she has claimed in an interview that she is solely responsible for the decision to have a royal commission into the big banks.
Well.
Okay, and was she wearing a burqa when she said it? That's all I need to know.
Now, if that is ridiculous.
Women are idiots.
Because
I don't see
we
that.
All know it was Malcolm Turnbull's idea.
He was pushing for this. It couldn't
He'd
come
been
quick
pushing
enough.
For it for ages. Look, thank you, Gerard. Yeah, that is a bit of she's pulling the wrong lever there.
All right.
Robert.
Yes.
Do you know any idiots
who
are women?
My wife.
All right, what's she done?
She came out with a beauty. My daughter had a car accident, and she rang me up telling me about the injuries.
Yep.
And she cracked some ribs, cracked the sternum through the airbag.
Oh.
And she was explaining it to me, and she said she cracked her scrotum.
Oh.
Well, that sounds painful.
All women are idiots.
Yeah, well, that's a ripper. Might have got a little confused.
As long as it wasn't the doctor giving you the information, once she does, she's very, then you would start to get worried.
Correct. Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Robert.
Good stuff.
Terry.
Yeah, I was driving down the road outside your studio today at lunchtime. Mm. I stopped for a tram. This girl, probably early 30s, gets off the tram, looks at me, walks straight up to me, jumps in the passenger seat of my van, and looks at me. She goes, "Can you give me a lift to a suburb that was about 10 kilometres away?" And I said, "No, I'm not going that way." Well, she goes, "Go on, give me a lift, will you?" She wouldn't get out. Right. And in the end, she goes, "Don't be an arsehole about it. Just give me a lift, will you?" And I said, "No." So she gets out. I drive away. I look in the passenger side mirror, and she's gone straight to the car behind me and jumped in their passenger seat and done the same thing to them.
Terry, she's got confused.
Women are idiots.
She thinks that you're an Uber driver, clearly.
And you didn't consider it at all? Did she offer you some money to take her somewhere, or was
No, not at all. No, she was just clutching her handbag saying, "Can you give me a lift?" Well, no, not really.
Oh, well, yes, women are. Mirror. Look, it doesn't happen often, but I'm afraid sometimes a few women get slipped through the keeper and they're idiots.
You've done it. Well, I'm sure we'll be back to Men Are Idiots next week.
We'll be straight back to Men Are Idiots next week. There's one woman who's not an idiot. She's on standby.
Yes.
Lee Sales coming up next.
All right, come on.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
One of our favourites joining us right now, Mickey.
Indeed, it's Lee Sales. Hello, Lee. How are you?
I'm good. How about you guys?
Great. We've got loads to get through. Jane's got some big questions for you. Just before we get into that, I have to say, I'm sorry you've been snubbed again by the Logies.
Oh.
I thought you were a shoo-in, gold, and there we are, and nothing.
Mate, if I see that little pipsqueak Grant Denyer up for it one more time when I'm not, he is going to be taken out the back to the ladies' dungeon. Well, and get his head flushed.
Do you, hopefully at the Logies. Do you go to the Logies, Lee? Have you been involved?
Look, I go about once every 3 years. I don't really like it. I always feel like the unpopular kid at the popular kids' party at the Logies.
Lee, I think I've seen you, and I think that's about my rate too. Is about one every 3 years now. So I think we should align it at least.
All right.
We can do it together.
Well, you should have the ABC go. Any noms across the board?
There's about 20 nominations for the ABC.
Well done for the AB.
Yeah.
Under fire in a lot of different
quarters. Do you go, Mick? Do you go to the Logies?
Well, I'm not allowed to go anywhere near Crown Casino. So now it's
on the Gold Coast.
Now it's on the Gold Coast. I could be back, Lee. I'll
good,
see.
All right.
Don't ask.
Watch this space.
Don't ask. Now, speaking of, challenging situations, you interviewed Clive Palmer last night over the Queensland nickel situation. It was quite an extraordinary. Now, I haven't seen Clive for quite a while. I haven't heard from him. We might just play a little bit of that interview. Do you mind, Lee, if we reminisce?
Go for it.
Okay.
Mr. Mensink offered to pay all the creditors and to transfer all the employees. And then the administrator refused to do that. And that's all we can do, offer to pay all the creditors and transfer the employees. The administrator,
well, let me pick up that point, Mr. Palmer, before you go on. If I can pick up that point, please.
I'd like to finish.
I would like to address the point that you've just raised.
If I can.
I'd like to address the point that you've just raised.
I haven't finished yet.
I would like to address the point that you've just raised, and then you're free to make another point.
You'll just have to... No.
Mr. Palmer,
I'm free to say what I want to.
If you want me to continue the interview,
I suggest you keep quiet.
Mr. Palmer, if you've got nothing to hide, I'm just wondering why you can't answer a question relating to the point that you just made. My question relates directly to the point you just made about the administrator. The Queensland Nickels administrators say that the claim that you just made on this program is scandalous, defamatory, and grossly misleading.
Well done.
Oh, my God.
Lee.
I don't often listen back to my interviews. Wow.
I think one of the most telling lines I think I've heard in quite some time is quoted by Clive Palmer, if you want to continue this interview, I suggest you keep quiet. Now, it's not often you hear a host being told.
Can you give some context, please, for that? Because we're talking about his cousin, is it? Or one of his investors? Yeah.
One of his nephews, is it?
His nephew, yeah. Yes. So his nephew was the only registered director of this company in Queensland that went bust, and 800 workers in Townsville did not get paid their entitlements.
Yep.
And so Clive Palmer's in court now, and the administrators and the creditors are trying to claw back what money they can to pay back actually the federal government that ended up bailing people out. So it was just about all of that.
And you sadly didn't get, I mean, look, you forged on clearly and the answer wasn't forthcoming. But
No, tried to.
You should have gone harder, Lee.
The only thing you could do,
Also, can I just say, it's about what Clive Palmer was wearing on the telly too. Can people dress up to go on TV? He's wearing the crappiest T-shirt, like a tennis shirt. No, I won't have it. That's not respectful. He should have had on a nice shirt and tie and suit, and you looked nice. You're all dressed up. He's sitting there, and he's out.
I think Mick will defend the Shoppers of Lowe's, won't he?
Exactly right. At the big man's
shop.
All
right, we're going to move on to the next
topic.
Will we do the next subject now, or will we come back and do that?
Why don't we come back and do that? Right. Why don't we take a break?
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Lee Sales is with us at 7:30 tonight, ABC. Check that out.
Compulsive viewing.
Compulsive viewing, and we're just chatting. We've been chatting off air as well. That Barnaby Joyce back in the news again, Lee. And just when we thought that perhaps things had settled down and they were getting on with their lives now, him and Vicky Campion with their baby Sebastian. But no, it's all come to light again, because Channel 7 have apparently offered $150,000 to have an exclusive interview. You didn't go for this one, guys, at 7:30.
What was your bid? What was your bid for the Barnaby Joyce? Or did you blow it all on Clive Palmer?
The bid is I'll make you a couple of Lipton's tea and I might even stretch the budget to a biscuit or something.
Now, Lee, my issue is that Vicky Campion was media advisor, and I'm just very concerned here that she's letting it continue. But now Barnaby's actually come out today in The Australian and thrown her under the bus again and said this is all her idea.
Apparently he was making a play for your Women Are Idiots segment, I think. Absolutely mystifying. Yeah. Every decision is mystifying, and among his colleagues is causing just utter shock and consternation, because it's just so damaging to his reputation. Mm. And also incomprehensible, because he's been pleading periodically for privacy, but then yet keeps doing this stuff. There's a comedy skit on SBS last night where this character who's based on Barnaby says, "Respect my privacy. Sunday night, 8:30 p.m. on Channel 7.
Well, I think that's exactly what we're going to be seeing, isn't it?
Indeed. What about the idea, and maybe I'm a bit naive or dumb on this one, please correct me, but as a sitting member of Parliament, should you be charging for interviews?
Well, I suspect that's why he says that Vicky Campion is the one who's being paid to get around that issue, and that it's going into a trust for the child.
Ms. Campion has apparently said she's tried everything to maintain their privacy, but none of that had worked. They have drones. She said, like, you know, most mothers, I'm sick of drones being around the house and
like
having paparazzi outside the house.
The old drone problem.
Now, I found that quite unusual as well. So, look, we'll see that unfold. I don't know. But people are saying in protest they're not going to watch it.
Will you guys watch it?
No, not really.
I won't either, because I'll be fascinated. But I'll probably have to, you know, at some point it'll come across in the papers.
It doesn't seem like value for money for me anyway. I mean, and I think if it's a PR exercise, it's blown up in his face, because the mood in the electorate, Lee, from my private polling, suggests that people think it's a pretty pissy act.
Well, not to mention
there's a wife and a family too whose privacy has not been consulted.
Exactly. Now, Lee, I'm going to quickly say you've just come from a very exciting interview that we'll see very soon on 7:30. Who did you get to interview?
Well, you guys know that I love Neil Finn, because you organised him to say happy birthday to me last time I was on the program, and I just came from an interview with him.
Oh, getting a bit stalkery.
He just turned 60 the other day too. I am a bit stalkery. It's true. Yeah.
Well, you was nervous
a creepy
when...
for Neil.
Were you nervous when you met Paul McCartney?
I have met Neil before. Yeah. I have met Neil before, so no, it wasn't quite McCartney. McCartney level, but nonetheless very exciting.
And when will we see that?
Probably Wednesday night of next week. Definitely next week, but I think Wednesday night.
Cannot wait. 7:30. I watch it every evening. Good on you, Lee.
We'll be seeing
Thanks
you tonight, Lee.
Today.
And good on. We'll
Thanks.
Have great interest watching what comes up with Barnaby.
Yes.
Thanks,
cannot
Diggers.
Wait.
Thanks.
All right. What have we got coming up?
Well, we've got
next?
Another guy who's been snubbed for a Logie, and that is the great Tom Gleeson.
He'll be furious.
Well, I think we have to debate that because isn't the Charlie's program been nominated for something? Anyway, we'll get to the bottom of it.
Okay, we'll find out.
All right.
Yeah. What's next?
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Yep, and there's a fair bit of ground to cover. Muchachos, we're going to have a look at the new Aussie Cricket jingle. Is it new? Is it old? I'm not sure.
A very interesting remix or no rewritten.
Who knows?
We'll take you through the history of it. Have you ever forgotten something that you shouldn't have?
Oh, yeah.
I've got a little tale to tell.
And we'll put that open to our callers. Mick Coin is up. I think there's only 20 or so left.
This is never-ending story. This is the fishes and the loaves.
What are you talking about? There's only 100
every
out there.
Time I think you're going to say, we've only got 5. Left. Doesn't happen.
Oh, is it annoying you, Jane?
It is a
dragging
little,
the
now.
Whole show down, is it?
It's not
Let's get rid of them
the
all today.
Down.
Well, I'll give them all out at once.
Okay.
I will give 20 McCoin away to one caller on today's
no.
program.
No,
I've had it.
That's
calls, tweets,
Charlie.
So much more. But let's get to our first guest. Well, he's been snubbed. I call this a right royal stubbing. I would have thought he would have been there with bells on.
Well,
overlooked by the Logies Committee, whoever that is.
A lot of people have been overlooked.
It's Tom Gleeson.
Hello, Tom.
Yes,
hello,
g'day.
Tom.
Good to be here. To How be fair, coping? I have been nominated. Our show has been
Thank
nominated
you.
For the Logie. Hard
See?
Quiz.
Hard quiz.
Not Charlie Pickering's show.
Right.
No, he did not get nominated.
Also, Hard Quiz.
How did Hard Quiz get nominated?
Hard Quiz got nominated, but I did get snubbed for the Gold Logie, which upsets me.
Oh, well, yeah, we can't all be up for the Gold Logie.
Who's the most popular presenter? One of them's from Foxtel. That's mathematically
who
impossible.
Who is that man? I ask again.
Whoever he is.
Do you know that people have been very angry that I've gone Andrew Winter?
Yeah.
Again. Ring any bells?
What do you mean?
Probably not.
You've had a backlash?
Yeah.
Who? By who?
Oh, all the Foxtel watchers.
Well, they've gone.
He's our favourite. He wins best free, cable TV award for best presenter every year. What do they even have awards?
It's the most popular. Like Foxtel
most
isn't even
popular.
The most popular.
Not
streaming
everyone
service.
Has Foxtel.
Like it doesn't even make sense.
I'm sorry. Well, he's a real estate agent. He's only been here since 2000. And I'm sorry. I won't have it. He's English.
I watch a lot of Fox. I'm telling you, never heard of him.
Yeah, and then you got Dania. Grand Dania's been nominated for a show that's been axed. My show's on air and rates more. It doesn't make sense.
Now, I'm up for Dania.
No.
I am up for Dania winning.
We all like Grant. He happens to be about the same size as a Logie. He could, but he doesn't deserve to win one.
Well.
Not this year anyway.
No, because it's the most popular. And this is the thing that upsets me about Hard
Quiz's
nomination.
I can see you're upset. You're upset, Tom.
Is I've been nominated before. I've never won a Logie. I've been nominated before in category. You know, the industry categories?
Sure.
You know, the inside
kind of the
job.
Good ones.
Yeah, where mates give them to mates.
Yeah.
But now I'm in the popular category and I'm nervous because I don't even understand why there are nominees. Because you can work out which is the most popular show using this thing called ratings.
Oh.
Now, if you look at the ratings, I've looked at the nominees. Yes. The most popular show is Hard Quiz. I can rank them. Second is Ando's Brush with Fame.
Ando.
Then you got Gogglebox. Then you got The Project. Then you got Dania's bloody cancelled Family Feud.
Dania.
So we should win, but we're not going to because TV Week readers are thick.
Easy
and they don't
You're not
understand.
Not going to win now.
No, well, they... Because I don't get my quiz.
All right.
Or my humour.
Settle down, big fella. Settle down. Hey, can we ask you about the Hard Quiz? We've got a couple of pieces to play from you.
Oh. I mean, this is from the chat.
The chat.
This is the chat from The Weekly with Charlie Pickering, which is the program on tomorrow night.
So to frame it up, Hard Chat was a segment inside Charlie's show that hasn't been nominated for a Logie, and then it got its own show called Hard Quiz, which has been nominated.
So they're two separate programs.
Two separate programs.
Now, you go very hard on people, and that's the point. You don't pussyfoot around.
No.
You don't shy away from
asking hard
questions.
Who was the first person to sit down to face the
music? I know. Was it Sam Neill?
Oh, no. It wasn't Sam Neill. It was Jackie Lambie.
Jackie Lambie?
Well, she can look after herself.
She could have looked after herself.
How can you turn on Sam Neill? He's one of the nicest blokes I've ever met.
Tom will find a way.
That's like kicking a puppy in the face.
No, well, I mean, no,
Amanda Keller?
I did Amanda Keller, and that was hard. That was like kneeing a puppy and then throwing it away. Felt terrible.
We've got a couple of bits and pieces from your latest outings.
Exactly.
Let's go with Andrew Denton.
Okay.
You want to change euthanasia laws? Mm-hmm. Is that in case you need to put your new TV show down?
You know, there's some things I don't think it's appropriate to joke about, and, you know...
And that's your TV show?
Assisted dying. Good point. Assisted dying is it's one of those things. I was raised to have compassion for the dying. It's why I agreed to come on this show.
Well, I'm just saying with Randling, it was made to suffer needlessly.
I know, and if someone could have assisted me to die, then I would have...
It barely had a life.
Okay, that was a bit of...
Is it awkward afterwards? Yes. Don't tell us anything, as Jane says. The magician doesn't tell his tricks, but yeah, that
does it get uptight?
Well, it was very tense with Denton because we're two giants of TV. And just for us to be in the same room was just a minor coup to start with.
Like two bulls in a paddock.
It was.
That is.
Let's go to the next one. I think this is M. Rusciano, who's pretty much in the news at the moment.
Sure.
Let's have a listen to you and M.
In Australian Idol, you came ninth.
Yes.
Is that the most popular you've ever been? You have an inflatable penis on stage during your act.
Correct.
Isn't one dick on stage enough?
You know, Jimmy Dicks.
You're currently on Breakfast Radio with Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalli. There's three of you in the studio. Is that more than the number of listeners you have?
Yes, by one.
So that's a fun day, isn't it? You just sit around trying to work out what's the nastiest thing you could say to someone who's agreed to an interview.
Yeah, well, M. Rusciano was a tricky one because I had to really narrow down the number of questions I had. I had a big list. And
who would you like to get the most? Yeah. Who, if you could? What?
Who's been someone that sort of bugged you a bit too, you think?
Yeah, the whole segment was based on Christopher Pyne. That's because I like the idea of doing it with him, but I haven't been able to get him to do it.
And you do ask, do you? You put the proposal.
Yeah, we've asked. Malcolm Turnbull we've asked too. I'd like to get him on. He always says that if ever there's a microphone open, he's happy to have a chat. Well, Malcolm, my microphone's wide open, buddy.
Bernard Tomic, would you?
He would be good.
I'd love you to get Bernard Tomic. Can you hang around if you don't mind?
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Tom Gleeson on Kennedy Malloy.
We were talking Logies during the break.
Yes.
And me and Jane over the years, as much as we like going... That can be a tough room for us because when you've worked in our business for so long, let's just say you might have slagged off a couple of people in the room over the journey, and it can get a bit hard. I imagine you would have racked up a few. Are you going to the Logies this year?
Well, I think I'm going to go this year. And
watch your back.
I've got to be Well, the thing that's weird, though, about hard chat is I put someone in the chair and I slag them off to their face.
That's true. Yes.
And it's some kind of Stockholm situation because afterwards we're mates. A bit like you can be friends with your dentist, a bit like that.
Yeah.
But I find they're always really happy to see me. There's something refreshing about stabbing someone in the front.
Well, you might. Careful at this week on the Gold Coast, this year's Logies.
Run into Bernard Tomic up there. Yeah, whatever you do up there, the Logies, don't get into a hot tub full of strippers with Bernard Tomic. That's my only bit of advice.
But doesn't that sound
you.
Like fun?
It does, but look. You know me, I only go up once a year and then school is one day. So,
now, Tom, when you are, like, you're doing your very busy man.
Yeah.
But what do you do recreation-wise? Because I may have heard a whisper.
You're sporty. Yes.
Well, my wife always teases me because I don't have any hobbies because all I do is I do comedy and then
And does she encourage you to do have
hobbies?
Yeah,
she thinks I should have something else to do outside of comedy. I mean, drinking's not really a hobby. It's a
problem.
Who
says?
Beg to differ.
I beg to differ too.
Yeah, so I got a motorbike, got a dirt bike because I live out in the country and I had one when I was a kid. But it's hard to enjoy because I ride out into the forest.
Yep.
But before I go every time, my wife just reminds me all the different ways that I'm going to die. She's just, it's hard for it to be stress relief, you know, and escape when just before you go, it's like, and she tells me a story of a friend who injured themselves or.
He fell off.
She's read an article about this or it's really.
Have a look at this guy with an amputated leg.
Yeah, yeah. Whenever I go, it's like she's sending me off like, like she's on the docks and I'm about to go off to a war zone. You know, she's waving, holding our two young kids like she's never going to see me again.
She's not trying to plant the seed, is she? She's not trying to put that little air of doubt into
you. When I'm riding out there, now I'm thinking of her. I saw a track that was steep. I thought I better not go up that.
So now
are you actually getting any fun? Like, are you actually? I'm curious to know when you're. Is it fun?
Good? It's a free feeling, and it reminds me of when I was a kid because I grew up on a farm. So it's sort of that feeling of nostalgia. But I think the only way I can properly enjoy it is if I do it more dangerously than I was going to rub it in a nose.
So no helmet. Shorts. Thongs.
Cigarettes going to smoke. I'm going to get snipers in the trees just to try to pick me off while I'm and set my bike on fire.
Get one of those two fat lady sidecars for your wife and take her with you. Oh, come on. Off we go. What about quad bikes? I've heard that's the most dangerous of all, isn't it?
Well, that's what I've got to buy.
You should get a quad bike.
Yeah. Do you want a roll bar?
Load the kids up.
Yeah. You want a roll bar? No, thanks. No roll bar. Thank you.
Can you do it with a mate? Have you got another mate that does it, or are you just by
yourself? No, well, apparently the most dangerous thing you can do is do it on your own. So I do it on my own.
No, it does sound dangerous, Tom. Now I'm worried for you.
I'm going to do it during bushfire season.
What could go wrong?
All right, well.
Get out there, get emotional. You got any gigs on? Are you doing any live stuff at the moment?
No, at the moment I'm concentrating on the weekly with Charlie Pickering.
Great show, by the way.
Tomorrow night at 9 p.m. That's after the Gruen.
That's right. It was overlooked for the Logies, unlike Hard Quiz, but I'm still happy to do it.
Hard Quiz is on, and Hard Chat couldn't get nominated because it's encased, unfortunately.
That's right, encased inside Charlie's show.
So it's
Todd
Charlie's
Sampson.
Fault.
I'm giving Todd Sampson from Gruen a bit of a Hard Chat.
Well,
tomorrow night.
Excellent. Okay, yeah. Terrific.
All right. Good luck.
Look forward to that. Would you please thank Tom Gleeson?
This is Kennedy Malloy, your new way to drive home.
As we talk about things you may have forgotten, and. This was brought to our attention by our producer, Sam. G'day, Sam.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Do you want to explain where you were? You were missing from Friday's show. You had a family
event.
It was a funeral.
Had a family funeral.
I have a very close family member.
Moving time for you and your entire family. Yes. So let's just move on from that. But there was an incident.
There was. Look, it was my great-uncle, Jack. We all went up for the funeral. And it was a great service at a funeral home chapel.
Yep.
And then we all went back to my cousin's house for the wake and have a few beers. And I walked into the living room to see all my cousins look at each other and go, "Who's got Uncle Jack?" And just started pointing to each other, realizing they'd all forgotten to bring the ashes home.
Have you got it? They're patting each other down. Hang on.
Exactly.
They sit on the bench at the funeral parlour.
Have you got Jack? I thought you had Jack. Do you have Jack?
That was the exact conversation.
I reckon you think Jack would have had a laugh about that.
Jack would have absolutely loved it.
That's hilarious. So you've got a wake, which is in honour of dear old Uncle Jack.
That's right.
And he's been left.
He's been left
behind. Everyone goes for a knees up. That, I think, is a great way to open up this as a topic of conversation. What have you ever forgotten?
What have you forgotten?
That may have been important or come back to bite you. Where is Uncle Jack now? Just quickly.
Do you know what? I called my cousin today just to say, hey, you know, this might come up on the show. And he goes, oh, that reminds me. We've got to go and get him.
Oh, they're still sitting there.
Uncle Jack.
This might motivate your cousins. Go and get Uncle
Guys,
Jack.
Guys, drop what you're doing and go and get Uncle Jack. Please. Where are they listening? Which part of the country?
They're in the Gold Coast.
The Gold Coast. Okay. All right.
All right. So now.
Avoid Burn Atomic. Go and get Uncle Jack.
This isn't as dramatic as, you know, it doesn't involve...
But you, what happened in your life?
Well, it was only yesterday. And someone in my house, who's apparently an adult, went to walk the dog, which was very handy.
Good on him for putting in.
Putting in, it's great. And they said, do we need anything up the shops while I'm out? I said, a couple loaves of bread would be great.
Sure.
So I'm... doing my thing.
He's doing the shopping. He's walking the dog. This guy is a machine.
All right. We don't have to talk him up too much. I'm in the kitchen cooking some dinner and see the loaves of bread get put on the kitchen bench. And I go, g'day, how'd you go? He goes, great. I said, where's the dog? He said, oh, beep. And ran out the door. I said, she won't cope. Where is she? And she's tied up outside the milk bar. Waiting.
Still there.
I said, what happened? Actually, it was like a 7-Eleven kind of thing. And he said, I went in one door and I came out the other door. I totally forgot.
Oh,
anyway,
wow.
We got her back.
Good
she was all
you.
Right.
And that'd be like leaving the horse tied up outside the saloon.
Terrific.
You know, in the old Western.
Yeah. He was so proud of his bread purchase. And I said, yeah, well, that's good. Where's the dog?
Happy
Mickey.
Ending,
yes. Hang on. Oh, God, I'm laughing. What would you have forgotten? Let me think.
Oh,
have
on.
You forgotten
don't be like that.
Mick, every day.
What, you mean like forgetting to pack before I went to New York?
Oh.
Like turning up with in the middle of winter Mick. With one pair of Trekkie Decks and a carton of Winnie Blues. That's it.
What did you do then?
What about forgetting to... I bought a lot of stuff.
Okay.
Forgetting to pay my bar bill at Mark Rusciutto's pub.
Oh, that's true.
Which I'm not paying, by the way.
Oh. Mate, you've left him an IOU, actually, if I recall.
But the last time I turned up at his pub in Adelaide, what's it called? The Barn or something? Fitness First? What is it? What is it? I don't know.
Find it.
Find the name. We may as well give it a plug.
Yes.
Shave something off my bill.
Give us
the last
name,
time please. I turned up there, he had a bikey turn up and threatened me physically.
Oh, that's right. He did too. At the front door, the there stairs. Was a bouncer. I met him.
Yeah, pay your bill.
You got more?
Well, I forgot my books to an open book test once. It was at Melbourne Uni for my classical studies exam. Mm. Walked in, everyone had their books. I didn't have any books. Well, I think my favourite, it's not really forgetting. As such, but it was something I hadn't taken with me. I was supposed to.
Yeah.
So when me and my brother were riding Crackerjack, we decided we weren't getting much headway at all. And our entertainment lawyer, executive producer, you may know Jane, was getting a bit antsy. He said, "Listen," he goes, "that draft needs to be in this studio in 2 weeks. We need to have that here." Because we're going to have all the major investors here and they want to see.
That sounds pretty serious.
I go, well, I can't write here.
Oh. Where'd you flit off to?
The snow. So me and we went to the snow for 2 weeks.
How cushy.
And let's just say a good time was had by all.
Was there much writing done?
Yeah. No. So anyway, what we do is we come back into his office. All of the investors are sitting around, and I walk in and I plonk 118 pages down on the table. I go, "Well, there it is. That's the draft. We could pull the trigger on this right now," or, and rather theatrically, I walk over and I pop it into the bin. You can wait another week because we've had an epiphany. And this could just about change the game.
Are you reading what I'm thinking here, Dave?
We fire them all up.
Yep.
And they all leave. As they leave, my entertainment lawyer just goes over to the bin. He pulls it out and takes off the cover page to reveal 118 blank pieces of paper.
Oh, Mickey.
He goes, "Get down the coast and write."
Right.
And we did.
And when he says that, you do it.
Oy, do you ever?
Give us a call if you've got other crazy forgotten things.
The Alma Tavern,
by the way.
We've got
some good ones coming through.
The Alma Tavern in Adelaide.
The Alma!
Hello to everyone, the Alma, right now.
Have a beer and put it on Mark Rusciutto's account. He loves it. Tell you for a free one on Mark.
What have you forgotten? 133353.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
Take your calls on what you've forgotten. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy.
And they're racked up, ready to go.
Let's go. Let's go straight to the callers. Marie.
Yes?
What did you forget?
I forgot my newborn baby. My husband and I went out to a restaurant and we took him out in our capsule and put the capsule under the table.
Yes.
And then at the end of the evening, we left and went back to the car and realised that we had a capsule without the baby. So we raced back and grabbed him from under the table.
You asked for a doggy bag. You got everything else.
That's so funny because it would have been one of your first nights out. And
it was one of our first.
I remember that. I might have done that very thing myself, Marie. I will give you a prize for that.
That's a very well-behaved baby. It's got to be quiet.
Oh, they do. They sleep like the Clapham when they're first newborn.
That's got Fenugan written all over it.
No, just shove them under the table.
Well done, Marie.
Thank you.
Gavin, why did you forget, mate?
It wasn't actually me. It was my brother-in-law, but I was working at a bakery one year, and he came in to grab some bread. And similar situation. He had his daughter with him in a capsule and left her on the floor out inside the bakery. And because it was my niece, of course, I had to look after her for about an hour until he came back.
And how was he? Was he flustered on his return?
Oh, he was flustered and got a ride all ream him from his wife, of course.
Thanks, Gav. We've got a prize for you too.
Indeed. All right. Rob, what did you forget?
I forgot my guitar at a gig.
Oh, well, okay, right. How many guitars in the band?
One.
Sorry. So you were the guitar part in the band?
I was, yeah. Oh. I was the guitar part. I had a female vocal. Probably.
Well, now you're groups a cappella, I believe. Did you play air guitar?
What'd you do?
I ended up calling up a mate and asking if he could duck up to my place and get it. Was sitting at the back door. Walked straight past it.
You're an idiot, Rob.
You're duffer. All right, Rob, we got a prize for you too.
Yep.
Right. Angela.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Good.
Tell us a story.
We left our baby in the pram, folded the pram up and put the pram in the boot.
Sorry, you put the baby in the folded up pram in the boot.
My husband forgot the baby was in the pram.
Oh, my
Angela. Angela.
For how long, Angela, before the penny dropped?
Oh, probably about 5 minutes because I was talking to somebody.
Oh, jeez. Well, the baby would have been happy as Larry. Nice and cozy.
This is great.
Thinking, oh, this is a nice, dark, cozy place.
Hang a mobile from the roof of the boot and, you know, think about that.
Angela, that's insane.
Not a bad way to travel. Hold on, Angela. Katie, what did you forget?
Hey, guys. It wasn't me. It was my husband.
Yep.
He, about 6 years ago, went over to my parents' house to ask for my hand in marriage.
Yeah.
And they, of course, said, yes, we're very excited. Show us the ring. He opened the box. No ring in the box. He's forgotten that he switched the boxes over.
Oh, man.
Oh,
hey, talk about an anticlimax to a big moment. I've gone all out here. He's probably got the sky riding. He's got a helicopter. He's got the band playing.
Check with the parents.
He's got down on one knee. First empty box.
The dad's
That's an
going,
omen. Mm. That is an omen, Katie. Are you still together?
We are still together. No.
Did you get the ring in the end?
I surely did, and I got a few more after that.
You must be very nervous every Christmas and anniversary if you just open that box and there's nothing
empty
in
boxes.
It. Thanks, Katie. Gavin, what did you forget?
Pretty similar to that last caller there. When I got married, it was my wife. Actually, she signed her husband's last name instead of my name on the marriage certificate.
Her ex-husband's?
Yeah,
her previous husband's.
Oh, my God.
You're off to a flyer, Gavin. Well done.
Are you still together?
Yeah, we are. Happily married. Good. Best thing ever happened to me.
Need a sense of humour, don't you, in those situations? Gav, we've got a prize for you, too.
Right, prize well back done. For you, Gavin.
And, well, it's a friend of the show. The great Andy Lee has called in. I wonder where this is going. Hello, Andy.
Hey, guys. First time, long time.
you couldn't help yourself. You've forgotten something?
A mate of mine. I've had a crack. His name's Jimmy, and he got himself a job at a very high up law firm. This is the kind of law firm that does the oil deals on behalf of countries. Saudi Arabia will go to them and go, you know.
We've got the picture.
So,
4 years into being there, they've come and knocked on his office door, and they've gone, oh, g'day, Mr. Kawashima's here and Mr. Hokiyama's here from Japan, and we're going to get you to sit on this one. And he's like, oh, yeah, no dramas. And he got into the meeting, and they start speaking in Japanese, and the other three partners look across at James, and he'd forgotten that he'd lied on his resume.
Oh, man. That's insane.
He never thought it would come up. So he had to say, look, I'm going to have to... he knew that you're Japanese.
You have to fess up.
And he just said... He just fessed up in the meeting. He goes, guys, it's not what they're saying, but I have something to say.
That's fantastic.
I can't speak a lick of Japanese.
Fantastic.
Do I win a prize?
Yeah, sure. No,
you do win a prize.
You don't win a prize. Just before you go, Andy, you're getting a route. What's happening at home?
How are you going?
How many times a week?
Say it nicely, please.
Things have improved from my end.
I can't wait. Good to see you.
I think it's Beck who should be saying yay.
I'm just happy for both of you.
That's true.
Thank you very much, Andy.
Yes, prize pack coming your way. That is a hilarious story.
See, we got some interesting callers, don't we?
We've crossed the whole gamut there.
Some forgetful listeners is what we've got.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Well, thanks to Carlton Dry, it's the official beer of the state of origin.
The world's newest and best currency, Mintcoin. What are you prepared to pay?
What have I done wrong, Dave?
No, you're completely fine.
Am I?
Your show.
What were you supposed to do?
Well, I thought we were going to Bitcoin after the song, but that's okay. We'll do Bitcoin now.
Oh, yeah, why not? We've got them racked up.
Yeah,
we may as well get in.
We've got the music going.
We've got the music going. We're hot to trot.
We are.
We've got 20 or so Bitcoins. We've got to flog off. We'll get rid of a few today. Matthew, goods and services in exchange for Bitcoin.
Yes.
Hi, Maddie. What do you got?
Hello. Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. What do you got?
I have a hot pink hen-sized chicken harness.
What's a chicken harness?
For walking your pet chicken.
Well, I like a free-range chicken, I have to say.
But not roasted.
This is a live chicken
that you put a harness on.
No, I don't want the chicken. I want the harness.
You can have the harness.
What's the harness? The harness, that's not a bad thing, is it?
Don't ask me what I was looking for when I found it online.
Oh. Okay, I'm not sure if I should take that on ethical grounds. If you can tell me what the harness is.
Is the harness...
It's a harness that you put on the chicken to take your pet chicken for a walk, like walking a dog.
I wouldn't have thought that's a good thing.
Well, the chicken might like to go out for a walk.
Yeah, well, then you let it run free, Jane.
Oh, that's true.
Hang on the line. We'll talk to you after, Matthew. Not sure I can be associated with that. I'm an animal.
I know
Australia
you, and you love
and
chickens.
I'm upset about the treatment of chickens in this
game. I know you are.
These live exports, don't get me started on that.
We won't.
Can we get someone in to talk about that?
Sure, we will, but let's concentrate on Bitcoin right now.
No, it's all soured for me.
Come on.
I don't think Buck I can up. Anyway.
Come on, buddy.
I don't think. Can you give them away?
All right. Alison.
Yes?
What do you got? Really, I'm really intrigued by this.
I have something you really will love. It's a Kyle and Jackie O gravy boat.
Sold! I'm back.
Mick's back.
That
he
sounds good.
When he heard that. Now, Kyle and Jackie on a gravy boat. Why? What's the connection?
How'd you come across that?
They gave it out in a competition. And it was when they were at the height of their career, and it's got a picture of both their faces on. You'll absolutely love it.
Well, they're flying pretty high now, so I think we can use that.
You say gravy boat, I say chamber pot. You never know the difference.
Well, you might
is it engraved? Does it have a message or anything? Does it have a message?
No.
It's just a picture of them.
Oh, that'll be fun. That's going to come out at dinner parties.
Good on you, Alison. Sold.
I'm going to get him around to pour it.
Why don't we? We get him around to my dinner party. I'm
your dinner party.
You.
We'll invite the two of them,
Jackie,
and then we'll present the gravy boat.
Good on you, Alison. Thanks for that. Hey, Simon.
Yes.
What do you got, mate?
Something that's come up a few times in the past. The band Tism.
Yes.
Yeah. I have the number one and the number two comic that
geez.
They did.
Hey.
Ben,
so Dave, what are you doing, mate? He could have changed his mind in those 2 seconds. That is a great get.
This is a very precise way of working.
I was looking for some tism while I was doing that as well.
I'm on the drug, 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 I'm on the drug.
Thank you.
Well, the old Martin Malloy used to have some, was it tism music?
Yeah,
I think we did at some
stage.
Yes, we did. So anyway... I love Tism.
Thanks, Simon.
As I said, I won't get into it now, but the great, we had this with the Andrew Denton interview, the best interviews I've ever been involved with, involved Tism.
Oh, wow.
Excellent. Andrew.
I can't wait.
Tell us what you're offering for Mitcoin.
Mickey, I'm prepared to do a portrait for you in custom-painted airbrushed portrait.
Airbrush.
Hang on the
I prefer courtroom style.
You'll need a lot of cans.
Do I have to sit for that? Hey, Kennedy, you, what a mole. Hey, do I have to sit for this, Andrew?
Sorry?
Do I have to sit for it?
Well, you do that pretty well.
No, I'm going to send you photos.
Jeez. How hard can that be for you?
It just gets a chore.
Or did you come down and do it in the studio while you're...
Now it's involved.
There's an idea.
It's not the Sistine Chapel, mate. Can you do it off a picture? Can you do it off a picture?
I can do it off a photo.
Bang!
All right, Andrew, thank you.
Make sure you send that in. All right, who's this? We have Mick Coyne.
Hang on.
Is his actual name? Is he saying that?
Mick.
Is that your name?
Hello, Mick.
Hey. Hi, Mick and Jane. How are you?
Good. Mick, can you please tell everybody your real name?
My name is Mick Coyne, and I've actually got a bone to pick with you two.
Yes.
Every time I hear you guys' Mick Coyne segment, I nearly drive off the road. So I feel that you guys are trading off my name a little bit. So for a single Mick Coyne, you can buy my silence.
Buy your silence. I don't know how I represent that.
Yes, I like it because I think Mick has lived enough of the pain of hearing your Mick Coyne going on and on.
Nothing for Mick.
Oh.
Oh, well, I'm the bad guy. All right, give him one.
Yay.
That's it. All right. And I want a signed release.
That's all for today.
All right, that's it. For today, hang on the line. Sorry, we didn't get to you.
There'll be more tomorrow.
Yeah, and by the way, you can get your ideas to us through Facebook at Kennedy Malloy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to Carlton Dry, the official beer of the State of Origin.
Well
this
done,
is
Dry.
Kennedy Malloy.
Well done, Carlton Dry. Love and them. State of Origin fires up next Wednesday.
It is.
MCG.
Yeah.
Is well, MCG already
huge.
Had? Where is it?
MCG.
MCG. Yep. Get out your Carlton Dry and have a ball. One of the great beers. You know I love my beers, but I put this up there in the pantheon of great beers. I will be knocking the top off a couple,
well,
no doubt.
I have no doubt.
I don't think
would
I can wait for
Would
you
knock one off for me?
And I will. Me? I'll probably have to wrestle it out of your hands,
no,
Kennedy.
I think you'd like to put it in a nice glass.
Have to call the jaws of life. And
I beg your pardon.
Pry it from your...
I'm very ladylike.
You are very ladylike.
When I drink my Carlton Dry.
The ladies like the Carlton Dry. I like the Carlton Dry. I can't wait to State of Origin. I'm going to have a couple tonight.
Good.
Because that's the way I roll, buddy.
Sure.
Hey, just before we go, Trevor has got a story about forgetting something. What did you forget, Trevor?
Oh, mate, when I was with Vicpol, I was with the SOG, and we had to pack all our gear in the back of the four-wheel drives, and unfortunately I left a couple of sniper rifles in their cases on top of one of the four-wheel drives and proceeded to drive home, and they fell off in the middle of the road and busted open, and luckily...
they didn't go off?
No, they didn't go off, but luckily I was being followed, and the other boys picked it up.
Oh,
and
have you forgotten something? Yeah. Oh, that's right, two sniper rifles.
Excellent work.
You are, Trev. Give him a prize.
Yeah, prize pack coming your way.
Got another
Trevor.
One, Joshua.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you, guys. Joshua Kelly says, after giving birth, my mother had to catch a train. She had to add another leg of her journey unexpectedly to collect her newborn baby, me, from the main station Lost and Found.
Oh.
Apparently she'd just had been reading a good book and totally forgot she had a newborn baby.
You know, my mum forgot me for 3 days.
Well, that was on purpose.
You've let that go too, by the sound.
Right. Yeah, can you imagine spending the first 3 days of your life on this planet?
Well, that explains a lot.
Mother.
Lawrence Mooney and the Prime Minister tomorrow, Kennedy Molloy.
Now that the Kennedy Molloy podcast is over for another day, it's time to head out and buy a specially marked 24-pack of Carlton Dry. You could win a share and up to $17 million in prizes. T's and C's at letthegamedecide.com.